The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, we have been talking, of course, about the situation in the Middle East for a number of weeks now, because it is 60 days since that conflict began. And I am joined now by Borzu Daragay, Middle East journalist and analyst. Good evening to you, Borzu. One of the things that should happen, we would have thought today, because it is the 60th day since this conflict began, is the need for congressional approval to allow it to continue, that they have to either say, yes, you can continue it, or extend it by 30 days, or say, no, you can't. But that's all being shelved now because of the ceasefire. Are the Trump administration on safe ground with that, do you believe?
I don't think so. I don't think that legally, constitutionally, it is safe ground. It does not appear in the spirit of the law as it was passed and the regulations in the United States. So I think they are in a murky area there. However, you know, as long as they control both the U.S. House of Representatives and the Senate, and you have a lot of Republican senators and a handful of Democrats as well who are slavishly in favor of this conflict, they're not going to do that. And I should also say that, you know, despite the ceasefire, there's still a blockade, which, you know, is a siege basically on Iran, at least in terms of how they're putting, in terms of naval siege. Their land borders are still open, and that is by definition an act of war.
Okay, so you would suggest that constitutionally, that need for congressional approval should still stand, and that should be being debated in Congress today.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that there's also, like, in addition to the handful of Democrats and a vast majority of Republicans that are just going to let Trump pass on this, there is a lot of Democrats as well who are, they like the conflict. They don't want to say they like the conflict. They are kind of very close to the Israeli position in terms of the Middle East. And they like the conflict, A, because it is what Israel wants, but B, because it's Trump's war, and he is flailing, and it gives them an advantage politically in the coming elections.
Yeah, we are based in the US this week. Borzu, myself and Shane are here, and I was watching Fox News last night, and they were discussing the Iranian conflict, and the description of it was absolutely glowing. This was going to change the Middle East forever for the better, and this was going to be good for the world in general. It was very interesting to see that narrative be discussed and I suppose expressed and largely go unchallenged.
Yeah, and I think that is actually, you as an Irish media outlet living in Ireland, usually you have the advantage of not having Rupert Murdoch dominate your media as the UK and US have. You don't have the equivalent of Fox News, at least not yet, and probably you should be thankful for that.
All right. Other things that are, of course, going on, you mentioned the blockade of the Strait of Hormuz. No move on that currently, still a stranglehold. Do you see any hope in sight that something might change there? Of course, we are hearing about a new Iranian peace proposal, although we're not sure of the details of it currently.
Well, I think that the Iranians have been really clear. They have a few red lines, and they're willing to negotiate on other items. We can list those red lines, but they're widely known. They get to enrich uranium still, but they have to have strict controls on it, and no talk about missiles or our proxies, i.e. Hezbollah and other armed groups in Iraq and Yemen and so on. But we can talk about other issues. And so that has been their consistent argument. The problem is that you have the Trump administration that is not really a kind of traditional diplomatic negotiating team. They're just trying to find a way to make the deal, whatever it ends up being, look good for Trump so that he's not eaten alive by his own base, by the pro-Israel faction in the Republican Party, and is not called a taco, not called out for backing off on Iran once that deal is announced. And his main worry is not about, like, how much enriched uranium Iran has or how much it's going to be able to enrich. His main worry is solely political and how it looks to the public and to his Republican base.
Okay, so when he says, and that is one of his red lines, that Iran must never have nuclear capacities, never being the I suppose, the important word there, do you believe that is not actually a red line for him? That's more just Trumpian rhetoric?
Of course. I think it's just Trumpian rhetoric, and it shifts all the time. One day it's like no enrichment. One day Iran must commit to never having a nuclear weapon. Well, Iran committed to not having a nuclear weapon, like in the preamble of the 2015 agreement that Iran made with the U.S. and the international community, that it will never have a nuclear weapon. So it's just kind of nonsense. And he keeps saying the same thing. The lines keep shifting. Sometimes there's hints that they will allow a little bit of enrichment. Sometimes they're saying that you have to give your enriched uranium to us. Other times it's okay that Russia gets it. I think that he's just flailing, and everyone sees that, including the Iranians, which is a problem.
Yeah, you mentioned the proxies there earlier, or Borzu, Hezbollah. Of course, Borzu, are you still there? We appear to have lost Borzu. Look, Shane, very interestingly, are you, yeah. Borzu? My apologies. I thought I had lost you. You did mention the proxies there earlier. You were talking about the Houthis and Hezbollah. Would you suggest that in southern Lebanon, the ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah is in name only?
I mean, I think on the part of both, it was for a while, it was just Israel firing and Hezbollah ceasing. Now it seems like both countries are resuming their low intensity conflict. It's not as bad as it was in the final days of the Iran-US-Israel war, when they launched, I think, like 400 attacks in 10 minutes and killed a lot of people. But it's still going on. There was reports of Israeli soldiers, reservists killed. Hezbollah is firing back at Israel. Israel continues to launch airstrikes and so on. There's continued military activity. It's not really a ceasefire. What does seem to have happened is that there's not a lot of targeting of Beirut by the Israelis.
Okay, but southern Lebanon does look like it has been significantly destroyed at this point. Maybe lastly, Borzu, in terms of off-ramps or in terms of timelines, do we have any kind of a picture here at all about what might happen in the short to medium term?
I mean, there's a deal for Trump to grab, but the problem is that deal, at least in the medium term, if you put in the nuclear element as well, it looks a lot like what Obama had. And his whole idea, his whole reason for running for president is he's going to undo what Obama did. And he talked about the nuclear deal as the worst deal ever, the 2015 deal. But, you know, it's a tough situation, because it's not a kind of normal diplomat where you sit down and you negotiate and you hammer out details. There's like constant calls from the American team to Israel and to the United States, seeing if Trump would go for this or Bibi Netanyahu would go for that. And so that's not really how you negotiate a deal, especially with a country as opaque and kind of seeped in kind of old world ways as Iran.
All right. Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is Borzu Daragahi, Middle East journalist and analyst. So Borzu's impression there, Shane, would be that the Constitution of the United States is being subverted today as we speak.
Interesting. Really interesting
developments.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.